So the protests have been going on since the beginning of July. Their main grievance was that the government promised to end a quota system for government jobs, which reserved government jobs for various interest groups and special category people. You know, something like 56% of jobs were reserved for these categories. And so the students felt that the general public, particularly the, you know, the people at the universities, were being deprived of their opportunity for government jobs through this quota system. So they have been campaigning for an end to the quota system, and the government promised that they would end it. But they felt that the government was using the courts to kind of bring back the quota system by the back door. So they started protesting again in July. And this was kind of peaceful demonstrations. They were holding rallies and processions, everything. But on Tuesday, things got out of hand, and the government's own student wing, the Bangladesh Chhatra League, BCL, they started kind of attacking these protesters in the university campuses. So that created a massive fighting between the two groups. Now, the protesters are much larger in numbers. So the government, pro-government people, were kind of supported by the police as well. And six people were killed during that day. And they called for a general strike on Thursday. So yesterday, on Thursday, another 25 people were killed in fighting all over the country. And they have continued the general strike today, well, Friday. It's a weekend, but still. And the fighting seems to have intensified in Dhaka, in other parts. And we're hearing that maybe another 30 people may have died today, although it's not, the numbers are not fully confirmed. But the fact is that a lot of people are dying over the last 2 days, and there is no end to this, to this violence. The protesters are not just demonstrating anymore, because they are confronting the police, and they are also setting fire to places like they set fire to the National Television Center, and we are hearing reports of a prison being attacked and inmates being freed in another part of the country, and they have set fire to government buildings and highway kind of toll places. So it's kind of, the violence is,
it has escalated basically in
in many directions.
Yeah. Now, how does this job quota system fit into the broader socio-economic context of Bangladesh? Why is it such a contentious issue? Are there any other, you would say, underlying issues or grievances that are fueling this protest beyond just the job quota system?
So the job quota system has existed for as long as anyone can remember. And this was designed to help women, people from deprived regions of the country, to get government jobs. And the biggest chunk of the jobs reserved for families of freedom fighters, people who took part in the country's independence war back in 1971. Now, the students have been demanding that the freedom fighters are mostly retired and or dead. Their children are mostly, you know, in jobs. So there's no need for a 30% quota for them. And this should be distributed among general students. And, you know, people would get jobs on merit. Now, the government did not want to play ball with that. So the students have been getting a bit angry. And more students feel that they're being deprived. Now there is an underlying current here. Because the country has been in one, you know, under the rule of one party since 2009. And the last two elections were seen as basically rigged elections. So people are already angry that they're not getting opportunity to vote properly in an election. The last election was boycotted by the opposition. And the one before that was also boycotted by the opposition. So there's an underlying anger that they're being deprived of their democratic rights. But at the same time, there are reports of massive corruption among government circles, which are going unpunished. And young people feel that although the country is supposedly progressing and there's good economic growth, they don't see the jobs coming out. So it's kind of a jobless growth. And the corruption means that they're not getting a fair shot at government jobs either. Either they're being deprived by the quota system, or corruption is allowing government's own people to get the jobs. So there's a lot of anger among young people. So it's not just the quota. The quota is like the straw that breaking the camel's back. And the government understands that. The government knows that it's a much deeper anger that's propelling this movement. That is why they're a bit concerned. That is why they've deployed police in the street to kind of suppress this movement, because they know it's not just the quota. There are other grievances which are kind of fueling the anger of the students.
And how significant is this movement in terms of its challenge to the Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government, especially given her recent election victory? Also, I guess the other question would be, what is the general public sentiment in Bangladesh regarding the protests?
Well, the general public, you know, the mood that we can kind of gather from commentaries and social media comments and newspaper comments and interviews with people, generally, people support the students. Generally, people think, yes, the quota system needs to, needs to be reformed because it's outdated. And also, in a growing economy, you need to make government jobs more accessible to more people, qualified people. Now, why government jobs is more important? Because, you know, government jobs are the most secure, and, you know, it gives you long-term security, pensions. So people, you know, see the government jobs as a kind of something to strive for. And when it comes to the, you know, if you talk about the challenge to Sheikh Hasina's government, I would say this is the biggest challenge she has faced since 2009, since coming to power first time in 2009. There was a challenge in 2013 and 14. There was a lot of violence, a lot of street protests, but those protests did not have support among the general mass of the people. But this protest appears to have a lot of support beyond the student groups. The students have gained support from various groups, including opposition political parties. And that is why it has become, you know, so difficult for the government and the police to contain and control, because it is getting support from the general public. So the government has a lot to worry about with this protest. It's not like any previous protest. This is very, very serious.
Mm.